Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, even if a man is overtaken in some offense, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, looking to yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ completely. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each man prove his own work, and then he will have his boast in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one shall bear his own load. But let him who is instructed in the word share in all good things with him who instructs. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For he who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh. But he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not lose heart in doing what is good, for in the proper season we will reap if we do not faint. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do what is good toward all, but especially toward those of the household of the faith. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good show in the flesh, these compel you to be circumcised, but only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For neither do they that become circumcised keep the law themselves, but they desire you to be circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. And as many as walk by this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. Henceforth let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.